Instead of the kind of rhythmic chants that might be expected at a protest, students and TAs sing Christmas carols, sort of.
Join finance committee, pay for education, more classes and professors and less incarceration. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all.
This rendition of Jingle Bells was laced with demands on the legislature's budget committee. In another song, protesters called a handful of lawmakers and the governor Grinches. English TA Mike Quito dressed up as Santa Claus for the occasion and did his best to stay in character.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to have everyone together with the spirit of the holidays and remembering that everything that about our lives, including holiday celebrations, is affected by decisions made in this building.
Quito carried a list of who he said had been naughty and nice at the Capitol. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle was listed as naughty.
Well, we've had to give some coal this year to Governor Doyle, which pains us very much, but his budgets have hurt our students and have hurt teachers and other workers around the state. And while he can be counted on in some battles, we just can't count on him when it comes down to the budget.
Quito literally delivered a package of coal to the governor's office, which was met by a security guard's unflinching stare. He also read aloud a wish list in a reworked version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Among the coveted items, tuition lowered to 2002 levels and more scholarships for minority students. Doyle spokesperson Melanie Fonder says another tough budget year will make lowering tuition very difficult, but she says the governor will take students' concerns into consideration. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.